Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Power Your Life. It's been one of those power outage days, but I am very glad to be here and very blessed to have a very special guest on. Make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. Babian Avila. Is that close enough?
Avila, it's close enough. Yes.
Okay, great. Who is a dear colleague as well as a beautiful being, person, and a best-selling author on the Mission Hope series, volume 5 is almost out there. So I'm going to say 1-5. And Babian is also a spiritual teacher, a counselor, as well as an ordained minister who serves as a divine angel channel. She's a beautiful published singer, songwriter, as well as a vocal coach. And her mission is a beautiful mission that I align with, is to heal, uplift, and guide individuals facing difficult crossroads in life, offering hope to those stuck in negative patterns or challenges. And she combines her beautiful spiritual gifts with music and has so much joy and so much to offer. There's more there, but you're going to share some of your story. So welcome, Babian. How are you?
Thank you so much, Joanne. I'm fantastic. It's a beautiful day, and I'm thrilled to be here with you and speak with you. You know I enjoy speaking with you so much. So I'm looking forward to everything here.
Well, I feel the same, and we've both been in this Mission Hope series. And you're going to share a little bit about you and also a little bit about your upcoming chapter in the Joy Book 5, Volume 5. So tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Well, let's see. Where do I start?
Wherever you want.
I'm so excited to be here and be a fellow author with Dr. Joanne on this book. It's Mission Hope Volume 5. And I didn't start out as an author. I have been a singer-songwriter for most of my life and spent years on the road opening for Chaka Khan and R&B bands, and then went on to write my own music and have my own band and several records out. I was very fortunate to enjoy a good deal of success in the music business when I was in my 20s and early 30s. And from there on, I continued my music career on a lower level where I did supper clubs and wrote my own music, had a 7-piece band in New York, and something kind of prompted me to move a little bit out of the music business and beyond having children and getting married, which I did. But I felt that I was on a spiritual path, and I felt that my path was being compromised by some of the demands of the music business. And I think anyone who's been in the music business is probably well aware of what they are. Right. I don't have to go into detail, but it was a little dark for me. And although I just did enjoy it when I was young, I had 2 children, and I said, this is really not a path on the highest level that I want to continue to aspire to. And which was kind of crazy, according to the record companies and everyone else, because I was still rather young. I was in my 30s. And but my husband-to-be was like, I don't think you're going to be going on the road without me. So basically what I did was I parlayed my music into other avenues. I did study and become an ordained minister in a spiritual church in New York City. And I started working with at Roosevelt Hospital at the time with AIDS patients and trying to uplift them in any way I could. At the same time, I was also doing some spiritual work and some astrology work, as well as singing in some of the clubs in New York and, raising children. So what I did was I had to find a way to parlay all this. And of course, I started teaching in the school systems. I started teaching voice as well as young kids in the school systems. And long story short, coming all the way up to now, my husband passed away rather suddenly in 2015. And I lost my house within 2 weeks of that happening. So moving forward fast, I met Char, who was the our fearless leader on this project of Mission Hope, in a meditation group about, I think, around 2018. And we were talking about things. I had been working on my own book, kind of an autobiography, in a different format, more music business oriented than spiritual. And then I kind of thought, you know what? I'd rather go in the spiritual area on this because I also am a Reiki healer and I wanted to parlay my healing music, vibrational healing, and energetic healing, which I also do, and talk, kind of talk therapy, all into one. And Char said, I have a great idea for you. Instead of doing your whole book up front, why don't you join me and do one chapter? And I said, wow, that's interesting.
And here you are. And by the way, folks, she still has a beautiful singing voice and still writes music. And take a listen, but not right now. And you and I are very aligned too. I'm also a Reiki master teacher and do a lot of spiritual work, and so and love helping people, and that's beautiful. So even though listeners are Book five isn't out yet. We're going to share a little bit, not too much, because we want people to still be excited and read your chapter and read the book. But tell us a little bit why you got into writing this particular in this particular book and your chapter. You can tell us the title of your chapter. I don't even know that yet.
Well, it is the Mission Hope, joy, and since
No,
it's not out yet, I can't read the
your chapter.
Oh, my
Yeah,
chapter
do you even?
was about finding the joy within,
Okay,
because I
yeah.
have to tell you, this was at a time in my life about a year ago, and having gone through all the other chapters with the loss of my husband, the house, my first child, and several other things, every chapter was kind of autobiographical, what I had been through. This one was very different. I was hit by a car a little over a year ago in a parking spot, and it jolted me into a place I had never been before. And it made me angry because basically I developed an anxiety disorder just from that trauma, because I wasn't killed. I didn't lose an arm. I almost got out. They totaled the car. And for some reason, I didn't get right away that I was lucky to be alive.
You were alive, right?
I was alive. I was in shock. But it took me a little bit. And we were writing the book and writing the book. And I couldn't find what to write about for joy. After all these books that came out so easily, and Char is like, I know you're going to do it. And I would go to the river in Pyrmont, sit by the Hudson, meditate. And I was like, where am I going to find the joy again? And I'm a joyous person. I always
I
have.
know.
Even playing music wasn't bringing me joy. It was like everything went dark. I had no transportation. I didn't wasn't able to get enough money to get a new. I mean, it was a whole battery of things that I have resolved a lot of now. But I went through like a mini dark night of the soul. I've already been through about three or four of them. And I said, you know, this is ridiculous. I said, I've been through so much. I said, this is the least of what I've been through. But one day I'm sitting by the water and I said to myself, my God, what is wrong with me? I'm alive. I could have very, my son watched the whole thing standing outside of the car. I could have very easily been killed. Sitting in a parking space, not even driving.
You know what's so important? for a moment, one moment, it is that we forget that little, it's not so little, the fact that we're alive is amazing. So go ahead, finish, because I'm going to share something with you too. Go ahead.
So that was really the crux of it. And then I started to rewrite my gratitude list, which I had always done every day. And I had been continuing to do, but just not with my heart. It was kind of okay. Well, of course, I'm grateful for this, my kids, but it wasn't coming through. And one day it hit me. It just hit me. Once it hit me and I spoke to Shar, it was written within the week. That
Beautiful.
wasn't, I mean, it was, and I just said, why did not, I just didn't feel it up until the moment I did. And you know what? What I feel Shar was really happy about, and I was happy about, is that I think we all go through this. We go through this kind of, we're up against a brick wall after we've demolished many others. And we're like, at this point in our life, why can't we get past this? And we think everything is going down the drain when in fact it's just a restart.
And it's really important to be able to get that, no matter how long it takes, because it's important. And yes, the joy is within us. We can get it. And I've written about that too in my chapter. And similarly, I had a TBI, fell down a flight of stairs, and went through a very dark moment, like what, pain and whatever. But eventually, it's like, just, I'm alive. We are alive and alive to here to do more, be here, help others, and that's a beautiful mission. And so that's really important. So, folks, no matter what you're going through, and this is really important, whether it's large or small, remember something. There is gratitude, even in the small moments, and joy that is within you that you can bring back up. And remember that you're alive. You have people that care about you. You have other kinds of things, birds, whatever it is that can bring you those moments of joy, but access the joy within. So, is that what your chapter is about?
It's a little bit about that, and it's a little bit about a teaching chapter in access, how to access it, especially in times of physical biological crisis, because my blood pressure started jumping up to 200, and I
Wow.
actually had to go to the hospital not that long ago after the car accident. I mean, quite a bit after, because, and called 911 once. Because somehow I was internalizing the anxiety to a point that it was affecting my bodily.
Right.
So I started working with deep breathing. I started working with it. I needed more than meditation. And now I'm working much more with very quick ways to access peace, even if I'm driving, even if I'm walking outside, or I feel like I'm starting to get a little bit anxious. I'm going right to the heart. I'm putting my hands on my heart. I'm breathing deeply. There's a certain type of breath where I call it the 4-5-6 breath, or the four,
Yeah.
five, seven. And that is helping me. So I talked a little bit about that. I was also talking about we can access it because it's within us. It's not
Right.
something externally, like happiness sometimes is very impermanent because of its external quality. Joy is something that no one can take
Right.
from.
And but people don't really get that. They always think it's relying on something that's external. And yes, there are beautiful things outside that can help us accelerate it, but the joy, and I wrote about that too, the joy is within us. And the beauty is that you have the ability, each and every one of us has the ability to reach in to access that joy and bring it out. And the beautiful thing too about joy is that it has a contagious quality to it. So as you're talking and smiling and sending that beautiful energy out into the world, I'm feeling it. And hopefully other people are feeling it too. And that's really important and beautiful. So tell us a little bit about, you wrote something in chapter four, I mean in book four.
Book four was the
Yeah, we kind of remember
transforming one. Yeah, grace and gratitude.
gratitude.
Well, yeah, gratitude, basically, even before all of this happened, for the way my life has come after everything I've been through, like I said before, like the loss of my husband and my home within 2 weeks, being forced, I lost a lot with that. Things were stolen from me. I went through a very difficult period with my daughter and a lot of trauma she went through. My son was in Japan when it happened. The two of them have been through it. We are now reconnecting. She is also on book five with me, and she is coming back this weekend to stay with me and live with me until she finds her own place. So across the country, back closer to mom, my son, the three of us for the first time in many years will be really close together.
That's
And
beautiful. I
yeah.
want to share something. You know, people are thinking, well, how did you do it? After all this trauma, your husband died, you went through, a lot of unfortunate and sorrowful kinds of situations. And how do you get past that? And this is key, not only in, the anthology, but in life itself, to be able to be upbeat and heal. What would you tell our listeners?
I have a very strong spiritual practice. That's number one. Okay. I have extended that to a physical practice. So, in other words, daily meditation, and not just once, several times a day, certain types of deep breathing. I practice Qigong for a therapeutic of energy movement in the body. I also do some yoga every morning. I walk every day. I'm blessed to live in an area where I'm right by the woods and I have an area to walk peacefully. And being thankful for what I have been given, because I've been given so many gifts. And my belief in God, my belief, having faith and hope, and also the fact that I am here to work with people, help people. I've dealt with in my family many mental health issues, as well as learning disabilities and the school system. And right now, I'm teaching kids right now that to sing that have learning disabilities, that have multiple situations that they're dealing with. And just the chaos in the world as it is, I'm privileged to be in a place that in several different capacities I can advise people, work with them, or actually teach them in certain ways to have to have more hope, more faith, feel good about themselves, their self-worth, kind of raise them up. And that's really what I wanted to do all my life.
Right. And
Music
that's
as
the,
well.
right. And that I align with that too, because that's what I love to do. And it's a blessing and a joy to really help people. I'm very grateful to have that opportunity and to see people be able to transform. But if you're not doing that, folks, there are ways to be grateful just for the fact that you can talk, you can walk. You can smile, you can love, you know, whatever it is, even if it's small, to be able to take a look at your life and find the moments of joy within, find whatever it is to be grateful for, food on your, having dinner, breakfast, whatever it is. It may seem that, we don't think about that stuff. We really don't. But it's important to pay attention to that because, again, that elevates our feeling. It brings, and you and I work with energy all the time. So if your energy is about just feeling so down and nothing is bringing it up, you're putting that out to yourself, to your family, to the world. So why not uplift it? And as Babian said so beautifully, access the joy within and look around. No matter how small, and be grateful for what you do have. Oftentimes, we always think about what's missing in our lives rather than what's here and the blessings that we have. And I think we need to shift it. So I'm sorry, I wanted to just get that in because I think it's so important that people don't get. Tell us a little bit, we're running out of time soon, but tell us a little bit about that chapter in book four, and then we're going to find out how people can get a hold of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Joanne. Basically, I'm talking about a little bit about what I was just talking about from an energetic standpoint in that book. And I did put in some quotes by Dr. Joe Dispenza and a few of the other authors that I follow and I listen to. And I'm a big believer in spirituality meeting science in the quantum realm. And I have practiced and have people say, how do you get past lousy days? I'm going to just say, I wake up sometimes feeling not fantastic, believe me, but I get up and I say, but if I elevate my energy and if I raise my frequency, I have learned how to do this so I can literally wake up one way and within 30 minutes feel the high frequency of joy is five, I think 500, as opposed to maybe 450 for love and 750 for enlightenment. So they're all up there, but joy
Right.
needs love, which is
Right.
amazing to
I
me.
didn't right. I agree.
And
And
I
you
have,
know,
yeah,
no,
I
go
talk
ahead. Go
about
ahead.
that as well in the book. And not losing hope, not losing hope, because we have the ability through our mind, really our hearts, our heart center and our minds to create the reality that we want for ourselves. We do have that ability. It may be difficult sometimes to understand that, but we are given free will for that purpose. So when, yeah.
That's really very important. And think about that. You not only do you have the ability, you have the choice. I can wake up crying and then, like you, shift it around. I have a whole morning ritual that I do. And I think it's important to know that, you know, that people could say, well, you're never unhappy. You're ne That's not true. But because we're human, so we go through that. You know, there's a lot going on externally that can affect us as well as what's going on within our lives. But as you said, to be able to shift it consciously, because that's very important, with whatever, however you need to, you have beautiful practices that work. I have practices that work. And everybody has the ability to figure out or find them to be able to move forward, feel joy, feel gratitude, be uplifted. And when we're uplifted, we also uplift others. Tell our listeners, Babian, how they can get a hold of you.
Well, through the books, you can go to the Mission Hope site. You can visit me on social media. I'm Babian Avila on Facebook. I'm Babian Star on Instagram. And I'm also Babian Star on YouTube, where I have my music channel as well as my spiritual coaching channel. And you are welcome to come and visit me in any of those areas. And I would be happy to speak with you. Work with you, counseling, coaching, spiritual readings, channeling, and music.
And you have done a reading for me, actually two readings for me, which I always look forward to. So thank you.
You're
Would you
welcome.
like to share a tiny bit of singing before we close? You don't have to.
I have a song called Dreams of the Answer, which
Okay,
was
we're ready to cut
re-released.
off, so just do a little bit of it. But I want people to hear your beautiful voice.
Yeah, my daughter put it up. It's back on Spotify again. And it was basically dreams, dreams are the answer. Dreams, dreams are the
Bravo! Yes, they are. And dream big and never stop dreaming. And be sure to take a look at our beautiful Mission Hope series and make sure you read Babian's chapters. And again, find Babian because she's a beautiful soul and is here to spread joy, love, compassion, well-being, wealth, health, whatever it is. Beautiful. What would you like to leave our listeners with before we close?
Have a good laugh every day. If one thing, if one thing can bring you out of a low energy, it's have besides music and praying and meditating, it's laughing. And I'll tell you something, a good laugh before you go to sleep helps you sleep better, and a good one in the morning gets you going. So laughter is very important. That's what just came to me, and I really believe that was meant for all of
I
you.
think so too. And I have jokes with myself. Sometimes, and I start laughing. People may think you are very strange. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So, Babby, and you are a beautiful soul, and I feel very blessed to know you, to have you on the Power Your Life show. And I look forward to reading your chapter. Do you know when our book is coming out? Are we allowed to present that yet? I think it's very soon.
I think it's May 29th, which is
That's what I think too, but I'm not sure if we're supposed to keep that secret. Everybody, shh, don't tell a soul.
until you can.
That's true, until you can. So what's your secret about going and going despite, the tragedies that have happened in your life?
Well, I believe that those of us who have been through a lot of tragedy have to go through this in order to guide others, because people do not want to read about, if you just write about something that's happening to others, they want to know that you've been through these
Right.
experiences and you've come out the other side. It's called authenticity.
Yeah.
And what really teaches. From what I've found, people will learn from that. They will accept that. They will understand that, and it will be visceral, as opposed to, well, I'm just going to read this in a book and I can't relate to that at all. And you know what I mean? They can't relate to me. Well, we are here to write for you because you may relate to us or one of us in one of these books. I'm
Right.
sure a lot of different life experiences have been captured. That were quite serious. And if we can help you, even one person, it was worth it.
And I totally believe that. And also, it's a journey writing it because it's almost like having to relive some of those experiences again and maybe even fine-tune your mindset or way of thinking about them or seeing, right? Because
Yes.
I had to do that with my chapters too.
It was very hard.
Yeah. But there was healing in that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I'm in a different place than I was when I began the series because I did have to go through the actual physical. Yes. You know, you relive it like you're saying,
Yeah.
Joanne. You relive the actual occurrences. The first book and the second were the hardest for me. Really, the first three, they were very, very difficult. And I did go through physical, heart palpitations, crying, a lot of things. I mean, you have to, but it is therapeutic. It is therapeutic.
And also, it's therapeutic to read it. I'm not just write it, because when you're reading it again, people can say, well, if she went through that, if he was able to heal that or cope with that or live through whatever it is, maybe I can too. Or not even maybe, I can too. And maybe not even I can, I will. Okay. And that's really important. So if somehow, some way, these books, these chapters can get to your heart, get to your soul, and allow you to look at your own lives and think, okay, so I've been through X, Y, and Z, but there's light. There's a way to heal. There's a way to have laughter again, to have joy, to be grateful. And some of that just comes from reading some of the authors that are, like you said, very authentic and sharing their personal stories that are not always easy to share, because like you said, Babby, and we do, we relive them.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I think the coffee made my mouth do weird kinds of things today, but I don't mind. It makes me laugh, so it's good.
Had a lot of coffee myself.
So I wish you a beautiful day. And
Thank you.
thank you so much for being here. And thank you to all our listeners, despite what you're going through, despite how challenging it can be, and life can be challenging. We're here to tell you that. And you heard some of Babian's story about everything that she's been through, and you see her smile despite that. And that's important. You too can look at your life and find the joy, find the moments to be grateful for. and be able to share that firstly with yourself and then with those around you. And that's a gift. And I think we're all here in some way, whether it's small or large, to be there for others. It doesn't have to be anything grandiose or whatever, but it's a wonderful opportunity to do that. So thank you so much for being on Power Your Life. And everybody, if you want to get a hold of me, you can go to docwhite.org, I think. I'm on social media too as drjoannewhite.com, Joanne White. And we are here, Babian and I, to serve. I feel that that's why I'm here on this earth. So
Absolutely.
that, right? And you feel the same way. And that's a beautiful, beautiful blessing. So thank you. Take care
Thank you.
and see you next time on Power Your Life.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.